Well, if you're a fan of acerbic biting takes on consumer affairs, let me be honest, you're in luck, because ABC's The Checkout is back for a really quite remarkable sixth season. It's kicking off tonight at 8 p.m. And yes, tonight, after 5 years of entertaining and informing you on a Thursday night, they've gone ahead and changed the damn date. So, new day, new theme music, even a new logo. What else is new at The Checkout? Well, Ben Jenkins is one of the many people who goes to making the incredible show. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well. I'm nervous about this new time slot, just mainly because I don't think my parents are going to remember to watch.
Oh, come on.
So I really hope that we can get the message out, at least to them.
So, I hope they're listening right now.
Exactly.
Mr. and Mrs. Jenkins. Why the changes? Did you just want to shake stuff up a bit?
Yeah, I mean, like, as you say, we've been on air for now 6 years, which is astonishing to me. That we haven't solved all of the consumer problems in Australia.
I would have thought
we're doing something wrong, so we thought we might see if a new time slot helps. No, yeah, I mean, it was just a bit of a shake-up. It was really exciting to see a new logo and new design, and I kind of understand why companies get excited about these things now.
Oh, my God, that's terrible.
Yeah,
I love it.
I'm kind of starting to think like them. But no, it's exciting. We're back and got a couple of new segments because, you know, every season we've added like one or two new elements to kind of keep us on our toes and hopefully keep the audience kind of engaged. And this time around, Zoe Norton Lodge is doing a segment called What to Reject When You're Expecting, mainly because she herself is about to have a child.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, you just have to start mining your life for consumer gripes.
Shamelessly use her pregnancy.
Yeah. Around the time that she was also looking to get a property, she started writing segments about that. I'm writing a lot of segments about sort of gaming. That's where my life's at.
So, oh, very,
you know,
cool.
Babies, property, gaming, it's all in the same sort of, yeah.
It is all in the same wheelhouse, isn't it, though? Look, it's a funny one, though, because traditionally in Australia, you know, consumer affairs, it's very po-faced, it's very serious. I mean, these are obviously big issues that affect people. You wouldn't have thought it was ripe for something satirical, but it's obviously been incredibly effective for the Checkout.
Yeah, I have to say, when I had the show pitched to me, I was in absolutely no position to turn it down, but there was a part of me that was like, I don't know, guys, like, good luck to you. It's become one of the most joyous things to make, and it enjoys a level of popularity that's really great and humbling. People seem to really latch onto it. I think unlike some of, you know, some political satire or whatever, where you can be kind of in different kind of camps, I think the thing about consumer affairs is very few people are like, oh, I wish my fridge didn't work as well, or
fantastic.
I wish my electricity bills was high. You know what I mean? It's a great leveler. I was at the footy recently, and there was it was with my brother, and I was leaving the stadium. It was done, and a guy kind of grabbed me by the shoulder, and I turned around. It was this really big, and I think possibly drunk guy. And I was like, oh, no, I fear conflict and being punched. And he was like, oi, I've got this problem with my phone bill. And I was like, oh, thank God. But it's nice. Like, people do. It seems to resonate. It seems like and it seems like insofar as a silly TV show can help people, it seems to do that to some degree, so that's really nice.
But that's actually really interesting to me because, you know, political satire, which of course everyone thinks of as satire these days to a degree, it rarely affects noticeable change.
Oh, absolutely.
But you can actually see direct results.
Yeah, I mean, and you can see them on like a macro level. You can see them in the sort of stuff that, you know, gets done at company policies. Sometimes after we've got in touch with them or done a segment, or sometimes like our friends at Choice, we've done a partnership with them or whatever. But you can also see it on like a sort of micro level where we get just emails from folks being like, hey, I just did this thing that you said to do and I saved $100. And that's kind of nice because most of the mail you get on as someone on TV is not that at all. it's good. And like, I think there's a mixture of like big conceptual things, which is like, oh, this entire system there's a huge problem here, and there's nothing we can do about it right now, but you should be aware of it, right down to the nitty gritty of like, oh, hey, like, if you change insurers, you might save some money.
And
you can do that now.
Yeah. I guess you also have the opportunity to explain those high concept things in a way that makes sense. You know, go back a couple of years to the financial advisor sketch.
Yes.
That kind of took what was often a very complex, like, hang on, am I really being ripped off? What does this mean? And put it in, you know, not necessarily simple terms, but simple to comprehend terms.
No, and it's great because we have a whole mixture of people who work on the show from very different backgrounds. A couple of us are journalists, ex-journalists.
You got a cranky historian.
Cranky historian, exactly. but I am somebody who's... an idiot, and came from a pure comedy background. I don't have a degree in anything. And so with sketches like the financial advisor things or like some of the other more complicated things, I feel like people like me in the writer's room are a good litmus test because we sort of go, yeah, I get that. And then we can kind of realize that it's probably going to resonate with other people. But yeah, no, it's a really great and wonderful team. And the really fun thing about it is that a lot of us from the journalists to the cranky historian to the idiot comedians, we were all mates at uni growing up.
Yeah.
And so we kind of know each other's beats and know each other's kind of senses of humour. And so it actually makes it a real joy to work on that way.
It would be. And look, you know, it's a mammoth season. 12 episodes.
12 eps, yeah.
Is huge.
Yeah.
What are we going to see tonight, do you know?
Tonight,
can
yes.
Can you remember?
it's burned in my brain. We're gonna see a segment on bread tonight. We were amazed that we'd never done bread. After 6 years, we'd never done bread. And so it's a big primer on bread. And we did it. I don't want to give too much away, but it's a loving homage to the Baker's Delight ads.
Fantastic.
And as a result of that, I've had that song in my head for the better part of, I think, 3 months. Craig's got a new segment called Shocking Savings where it's kind of nitty gritty stuff that I was talking about.
Cool.
Where he sort of steps through some stuff with your power bills that you can do. And then, of course, we've got Zoe's What to Reject When You're Expecting coming out, which is one of my favourite new things.
Well, it is on tonight from 8 p.m, Tuesday nights from now on.
Yep.
Say
goodbye
to Thursday.
Don't forget Mom and Dad.
Don't forget Mr. and Mrs. Jenkins. Ben, thank you very much for your time, and we're looking forward to talking when season 7 happens.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.